for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. Most residents of Riverside give high marks to where they live and have no intentions of moving. A quality of life survey of 816 people found 68% saying the city is a great place to live and would recommend it to others. 72% say they would stay put for at least 5 years. There was similar approval of vital services such as fire protection, water services, and library programs. As for top concerns, 35% of Riverside residents surveyed singled out homelessness. 17% pointed to street maintenance and key areas where the city is investing. This survey was conducted by Zen City earlier this spring. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office says that the state could save up to $1 billion a year by closing more prisons. This as California faces a budget deficit in the tens of billions. But Governor Gavin Newsom is taking a more cautious approach to trimming prison beds. CalMatters Justice reporter Nigel Duara has more.
Instead of shutting down whole prisons, Governor Newsom is proposing to close more than 40 individual housing blocks in prisons across the state. According to the governor's office, that proposal would save about $80 million each year. That's far from the around $1 billion a year that nonpartisan analysts say the state could save by closing about 5 prisons. Closing entire prisons could be feasible because California's inmate population has dropped dramatically, thanks to a federal court order and less serious punishment for nonviolent crimes. Newsom says several major factors have forced him to take a more measured approach to closing prisons. Those include labor unions representing prison employees, the communities that depend on prison jobs, and laws aimed at slowing or stopping closures.
That's CalMatters' Nigel Duara. County public health leaders are calling on the California legislature to preserve funding that was enacted in the aftermath of COVID-19. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has the story.
In 2022, California decided to put $300 million a year towards building up the public health workforce on the local and state level. Governor Gavin Newsom last week proposed eliminating that funding to help reduce the state's nearly $28 billion deficit. Michelle Gibbons leads the County Health Executives Association of California. She says the money has gone towards hiring 900 new workers, positions that are now in jeopardy.
California cannot go back to neglecting public health. We must continue to rebuild local health department workforce and infrastructure so that we can be prepared for the next crisis before it hits.
Newsom says he wishes the state could continue to afford the program, but leaders need to be sober about the state's priorities. The legislature has until June 15th to approve a spending plan. In Sacramento, I'm Kate Wolf.
The California Assembly has approved legislation that would require new gas stoves to carry a label warning users about pollutants that have been linked to respiratory illnesses. The proposal approved Monday would apply to gas stoves or ranges made or sold online after 2024 or sold in a store after 2025. The bill now heads to the state Senate. Proponents of the legislation say it will help address childhood asthma and other respiratory problems. But opponents say it is unnecessary in part because the state already requires warning labels for household products that can expose people to chemicals linked to cancer and other illnesses. A proposed water rights settlement for 3 Native American tribes in Arizona has taken a significant step forward with introduction in the Navajo Nation Council. It's the first of many approvals needed to finalize a deal that's been decades in the making. The Navajo, San Juan, Southern Paiute, and Hopi tribes are seeking water from a mix of sources, including the Colorado River. The price tag would top $5 billion, making it the costliest agreement enacted by Congress if it's approved with no changes. The settlement introduced late Monday also provides some certainty over the Colorado River supply in a state that has been forced to cut back on water use. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.